Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The Automobile Association of South Africa has set up a petition calling for a review of the fuel price. This is what they say: providing cheaper fuel to South African citizens won't happen at the push of a button, but will require a multi-layered, multi-departmental approach with the involvement of the private sector. That is according to the AA. Well, let's hear it directly from them. Leighton Beard, spokesperson at the Automobile Association of South Africa. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, Howard. Good to be with you.
It's nice to be, nice to chat to you. So, what prompted the decision to attack this in the form of a petition as one of the approaches?
Well, you know, Howard, we've been asked many times, you know, what we think could be done to mitigate against rising fuel costs. And we were actually asked last year by the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources and Energy that exact question. And we presented our position. And we said, amongst other things, let's look at the fuel price structure. Let's look how the structure of that fuel price is put together and all the components that go into it. Let's interrogate each of those components to determine if they've been calculated correctly and audited correctly, and if they still need to be part of the fuel price makeup. Let's see if there's any way in which we can recalculate that fuel price to bring down the cost of fuel. And that was one of the things we said. We said, let's look at, you know, streamlining the road accident fund. Let's involve the private sector. Mm. Let's ensure that public transport is improved. Let's ensure things like Transnet are improved because, you know, of our heavy reliance on road freight. So we made a number of proposals, but in regards to the fuel price, we felt that the position that we had in terms of reviewing the fuel price was very strong. And sadly, I don't think that we necessarily got the traction from our inputs that we would have liked. And for that reason, we really want to urge now the government to interrogate the fuel price like we suggested, to review it, and we are hoping that come the 23rd of February, when the finance minister delivers his budget speech, there is some mention of a review of the fuel price going forward.
Right. How likely is this to be taken seriously?
It's a difficult question to answer. I mean, you know, you know that the Minister of Finance himself has said, let's relook at the fuel price. So it's not necessarily a voice in the darkness. It gets some traction with the Minister of Finance. Certainly, the more signatures we get, the stronger our position is. So we're hoping many, many thousands of people join our cause and support the call to review.
And in terms of what would you like to see as an outcome? Because, I mean, you obviously don't expect there to be a situation that there's no fuel levy and that there isn't any form of a government involvement in this that pays for certain things in terms of our transport. What would you like to see in an ideal world? Or do you want to see that scrapped completely?
Well, no, I mean, I don't think we will ever see that scrap completely because it's such an easy tax for government to collect. And, you know, if they do away with that road act, with the general fuel levy, they will have to find alternative ways to get that money in. And that may be less popular than what we have at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, no, I don't think we'll scrap that. What I do want to see at the end of it is an absolute transparent fuel price that everybody has confidence is calculated correctly. One where all the money that is collected through the taxes, people understand exactly where that money is going and what it's been dispersed and how it's been dispersed. Because I think at the moment that is a problem in terms of the fuel levies. And that brings in this issue of graft and corruption where people feel that they pay a lot of money for things, but they don't see the real outcome of that. So that's something we would certainly like to see. We'd like to see perhaps a reduction in the RAF levy if the RAF is made streamlined. That may mitigate against rising costs. And so I think all of these factors together, Howard, the biggest thing we'd like to see is some way in which there is certainty that the fuel price as it is calculated now is 100% correct and done so in the interests of consumers, not in the interests of collecting taxes only.
Is there any possibility of looking at a dual fuel price? In other words, like the end consumer pays VAT, but the other people along the way are able to claim it back. Would you like to see a situation that, for example, transporters are able to pay a different price? Or is that just going to open it up to abuse?
Yeah, I think the issue you're talking about is regulation and deregulation. You know, I don't think the AA has a position on it either way. Our position at the end of the day, Howard, is that of what is best for the consumer. What is going to work best for the consumer? And I don't think we want to preempt an outcome in terms of, you know, do we want to see deregulation? Do we want to see VAT added? No. At the end of the day, we want to see something that is going to be beneficial to consumers. But that requires a process. And that process for us is the review that we're talking about. So let's do the review. Let's get the review finished. Let's see what that review tells us. And how we can benefit most for consumers at the end of the day is the way that we would suggest going for.
Right. And give us the time frame of this petition and this program.
Look, I mean, the minister's delivering his speech on the 23rd of February. We're going to run it until pretty much close to that date. And I would really encourage everybody to visit our website, aa.co.za, and go sign the petition.
And we do encourage you, if you support that, to go ahead and do that so that we become more active in our citizenship, because I think that is also a shift. Is this the first time that the AA has done something like this?
No, we've had petitions in the past. That petition's calling for the extension of vehicle licenses, driving licenses. So we've run petitions in the past, and they've been pretty good in terms of getting information to the relevant authorities. And in the past, when we had to extend the license campaign, for instance, we were quite successful in getting that done. So I think we're confident that if enough people join this petition, we will be able to make some sort of a submission that has impact.
And I think that is what that is about.